ज्ञानवाहिनी चैप्टर टू अपरोक्ष ब्रह्म ज्ञान और डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मम इज द नेम गिवन टू द स्टेज इन विच द एस्पिरेंट इज फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल डाउट रिगार्डिंग इम्प्रोबेबिलिटी और इम्पॉसिबिलिटी एंड इज सर्टन दैट द टू एंटिटीज जीवा एंड ब्रह्मम आर वन have been one and will ever be one. When this state is attained, the aspirant will suffer no confusion anymore. He will not mistake one thing for another or superimpose one thing on another. He will not mistake the rope for the snake. He will know that all along there was only one thing. The rope. He will not suffer from abhasa avaranam also. That is to say, he will not declare, as he was wont to do previously, that the effulgence of Brahmam is not in him. In the heart and center of every jivi, Paramatma exists. That is, Godhead, the Supreme Self, exists. Minuter than the minutest molecule, huger than the hugest conceivable object, smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest. Therefore the jnani who has had a vision of the Atma in him will never suffer sorrow. The Atma is there in all living things, in the ant as well as the elephant. The whole world is enveloped and sustained by this subtle Atma. The sadhak, the spiritual aspirant, has to direct his attention away from the external world and become incited. He has to turn his vision towards the Atma. He must analyze the processes of his mind and discover for himself from where all the modifications and agitations of the mind originate. By this means, every trace of intention and will has to disappear. Afterwards, the only idea that will get fixed in the mind will be the idea of Brahmam. The only feeling which will occupy the mind will be the feeling of bliss, arising out of its establishment in the Satchidananda stage, that is, being, awareness, bliss. Such a jnani will be unaffected by joy or grief, for he will be fully immersed in the ocean of Atmananda, bliss to the soul, above and beyond the reach of worldly things. The constant contemplation of the Atma and its glory is what is connoted by the terms Brahmabhyas and Jnanabhyas, that is, the practice of Brahmam or the cultivation of Jnana or wisdom. The mind is so influenced by the passion for objective pleasure and delusion of ignorance that it pursues with amazing quickness the fleeting objects of the world. So it has to be led on again and again towards higher ideals. Of course, this is difficult at first, but with persistent training, the mind can be tamed. Then it will get fixed in the perpetual enjoyment of the pranava, Om. The mind can be trained by following the methods of 1. Quiet persuasion, 2. The promise of attractive inducements, 3. The practice of withdrawing the senses from the outer world, 4. The endurance of pain and travail, 5. The cultivation of sincerity and constancy, and 6. The acquisition of mental equipoise. That is to say, the methods of Sama, Dana, Uparati, titiksha, shraddha, and samadhana. The mind can be turned towards Brahman and the constant contemplation of Brahman by the study of the Upanishads, the adoption of regular prayer, the sharing with others of the ecstasy of bhajan or devotional singing, and the adherence to truth or satya. Very often, with the progress of dhyana or meditation, new desires and new resolutions arise in the mind. But one need not despair. The mind can be broken, provided one takes up the task in right earnest and follows a regular routine of training. The final result of this training is Nirvikalpa Samadhi, or the unlimited, unmodified bliss consciousness. Nirvikalpa Samadhi gives full knowledge of Brahman, and that in turn results in moksha or liberation from birth and death. The mind must be attuned to the contemplation of Brahman. One must strive to tread the path of Brahman and live in Brahman with Brahman. Atma-jnana can be won only by the triple path of giving up vasanas, uprooting the mind, and the analysis of experience to grasp the reality. Without these three, the jnana of the Atma will not dawn. The vasanas or instincts and impulses prod the mind on towards the sensory world and bind the individual to joy and misery. So the vasanas must be put down. This can be achieved by means of 1. Discrimination or viveka, 2. Meditation on the Atma or Atma Chintana, 3. Inquiry, vicharana, 4. Control of the senses or shama, 5. Control of the desires or dhamma, 6. Renunciation or vairagya, and such disciplines. The mind is a bundle of vasanas. Verily, the mind is the jagat, the cosmos or the universe itself. It is all the world for the individual. While in deep sleep, the mind does not function, and so the jagat is practically non-existent for the individual. The jagat is born or enters into the consciousness and dies or disappears from the consciousness according to the cognitive powers of the mind. When therefore the mind is destroyed, the world too is destroyed and one is free, one is liberated, one attains moksha. Whoever succeeds in controlling the chitta or the consciousness can have a vision of the Atma. Consciousness is the grown-up tree. The seed is the ego, the feeling of I. When the seed I is cast aside, all the activities of the consciousness also vanish automatically. The sadhaka who is earnest for these results has to be ever vigilant. The senses might any moment regain their lost mastery and enslave the individual. He might lose much of the ground already gained. That is the reason why sadhakas are warned off from attachments of the world. Be ever and always immersed in the search for truth. Do not waste time in the multiplication and satisfaction of wants and desires. One source of pleasure is craved as a corollary to another source of pleasure. Thus the mind seeks again and again to acquire the objects it has given up. So do not yield to the vagaries of the mind. Turn back, even forcibly, from sensory attachment. Why, even prayer cannot be done according to the mind's vagaries. one has to stick to the same place and time. The Atma itself will sustain such sadhakas and give them strength and steadiness. He who has subdued his mind will be the same in good times and in bad. Grief and joy are but aberrations of the mind. It is only when the mind is associated with the senses and the body that it is affected and agitated and modified. When one takes in an intoxicant, one is not aware of pain, isn't it? How does this happen? The mind is then detached from the body, and so it is not bothered by physical pain or discomfort. Similarly, the jnani too has immersed his mind in the Atma. He can establish mental peace and quiet by disciplining the mind. The jnani gets full bliss from his own Atma. He does not seek it anywhere outside himself. In fact, he will have no desire or plan to find joy in anything external. He is satisfied with the inner joy that he gets. The greatness of a jnani is beyond description, even beyond your imagination. The Shrutis proclaim, Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati, Brahmavid Paramapnoti. That is to say, he who has known Brahmam becomes Brahmam itself. He who has attained the Brahmam principle has become the highest. All bubbles are but the same water. So also, all the multiplicity of name and form, all this created world are but the same Brahmam. This is the fixed conviction of the jnani, nay, his genuine experience. As all rivers flow into the sea and get lost, so also all desires get lost in the effulgent consciousness of the realized soul. That is what is termed the Atma Sakshatkara, the vision of the Atma. The Atma has no death, isn't it? It is not born and it is unaffected by the sixfold process of change. It is Aja, birthless, Ajara, without old age, Amara, without death, and Avinashi, without decline and extinction. These processes are for the evanescent body. They are Shadbhava Vikaras. They mean being born, existing, growing, changing, getting old, declining, and lastly dying. The Atma has no such modifications. It is stable, unshakable, fixed, the witness of all change in space and time, unaffected by the transformations like the water drop on the lotus leaf. Liberation from the tentacles of the mind can be got by the acquisition of Brahmajnana, the knowledge of the Absolute. This type of liberation is the genuine Swarajya, or self-rule. This is the genuine moksha. Whoever grasps the reality behind all this passing show, he will be untroubled by instinct or impulse or any other urge. He will be the master of the real wisdom. The robber who has robbed us of the precious gem of Atma is no other than the mind. So if the robber is caught and threatened and punished, the gem can be regained. The possessor of that gem is immediately honored by being installed as Brahmam. The sadhaka must seek the personages who have attained this knowledge and learn from them their experience and honor them for it and share with them their joy. Indeed, such sadhakas are blessed, for they are on the road to swarajya, or self-rule. This is the mystery of Brahman, the understanding that there is no other. This is the Atma-jnana.